All right, welcome to the Bobbycast, episode number 28. With Lauren Hill from Sounds Like Nashville. There's no reason to be nervous. And you know what? You're in a super comfortable chair, so just sit back.
I'm so nervous.
No need to be nervous.
It's terrifying.
Why?
Out of my realm.
Why is it so terrifying to you?
I'm the one that sits behind the computer and
which is why I wanted you in, because I think this is a great dynamic. Because since it's a podcast and our radio show, we can do whatever we want.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm excited to be here. I am.
And we tried to, oddly, you've been the hardest person to get on. And we've tried, everybody wants to be on this. Like, we have big stars and we're like, we can't have you on yet because we don't want to set that expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to get you on. It's like, nah, I can't.
Work calls,
dang,
man.
Beyonce.
I know. Yeah. Work calls.
So Lauren's from Sounds Like Nashville, which is one of my favorite blogs. Soundslikenashville.com. Or Sounds Like Nashville on all the socials. So before we start here, we're going to talk about year-end stuff. Let me talk about this and talk about 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, my favorite. It's hard to find a person that doesn't totally love the holiday spirit. And everybody's in the season of giving and forgiving, hopefully. The best way to ring in the holidays is by sending flowers to your loved ones. A beautiful, vibrant bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers. Before I was going to read this, she thought she was going to have to read it.
Yeah.
We don't make our guests read the commercials, Lauren.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. But I tell you, 1-800-Flowers has a vast selection of elegant roses, lilies, daisies. And the best part is $29.99 is where they start. 1-800-Flowers seasonal bouquet. And to get the beautiful and vibrant bouquet starting at just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click the radio icon and enter BONES. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter BONES in the code there. So, we're going to kind of talk about year-end stuff, but do you want to hear a couple things that just happened? Like, not scoops, but things before anybody else hears them?
I'd love to.
Okay. So, first of all, I've never played at the Bluebird. I've been lucky enough to play.
I've never been.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's so small.
It's so small. It's so hard to get into.
Yeah, even, like, for me, it's like, oh, people, friends are like, I have to go wait an hour and a half. And mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock. So me, Eric Pasley, Lindsay L., and a couple other friends are going to play a charity show on the 5th of January at the Bluebird, which I'm pretty excited about, except I'd rather not sing. I'd just like to go watch. But part of the deal was I have to play songs too, which is fine because it's for a good cause. But, yeah, Eric Pasley, I was only going to do it if Eric was going to do it because mm-hmm. my bud. So he just told me he was in, so we're going to play the Bluebird on the 5th, and then we have our $1 million show at the Ryman on the 9th. Is that the date of the 9th? It's a Monday. Regardless, we've just finished our surprise list of guests that come out.
Well, could you already have a better lineup? Like,
yeah.
It's going to get better.
It's just different.
It's pretty killer.
Because we have, on this year's show for St. Jude, it's Sam Hunt mm-hmm. and Rascal Flatts. And Caitlin Smith and the band Perry. I don't want to say anybody that hasn't been announced. Mike, has anybody else been announced yet of that group? Do you know?
Double check and make sure.
But there are a lot of guests we're not announcing, and they come out as surprises.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. Do you like Caitlin Smith?
I love Caitlin Smith. She's wonderful.
She's right.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of our first Bobbycasts mm-hmm. months ago. Brought her on the show, and I think she's been that new artist that I've had in. That I've kind of watched see blow up as an artist
mm-hmm.
this year. Because when she came in, Starfire had just come out and it was only out digitally.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't really put EPs out unless they're. You don't put EPs out hard. Wait, doesn't it sound right? You don't put like 5 or 6 songs out as a hard CD.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till the full record. And so anyway, Starfire came out and I was like, you have to come play our show. I didn't even know a thing about her. I just thought the record was so good the day it came out. Because my friend Lucy Silvas, you know Lucy mm-hmm. too, also fantastic. And she was like, this Caitlin record is so good. And so I was like, Caitlin, come play the show. Not knowing how good she was going to be. And she's fantastic. Blew me away. And so we took her on the road with us and did some shows. And we put her on the $1 million show. And now it's like finally everybody's knowing her. So that's cool for me. Oh, here's another little scoop. So Walker Hayes put out a song today, a new one. Have you heard this?
I haven't heard it yet.
Do you like Walker stuff?
I am not super familiar.
Oh, you're missing out on.
I know.
Oh,
I gotta get on the Walker train.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where the Walker train is. I know that I loved him so much. I'm going.
I've heard a lot of really great things about him.
As a person, I don't know him that well,
mm-hmm.
but I love his 2 EPs that he's put out, and so I invited him to come open up for my stand up tour, which I'm doing January through May, and so he's coming and he's doing every show and he's opening up, and he had an addiction problem, and he writes about it in his music. And he put out this song today called Pain. And here's the hook of Pain.
Pain, I didn't know pain. Nah. Could feel so good. It doesn't feel so grand all the time.
The whole thing of this song is, the whole song is about, it's crazy, because this, of all the things that happened to me, this is one of the craziest things. It's, the whole song is about him hearing me play his song on the radio, like out of nowhere, and it starts like this.
May 23rd, 2016, 7 something in the morning. I was driving when a dream come true. Came through my Honda factory speakers and on me. Bobby Bones played a song that I wrote about a lonely beer in the fridge. It's one of my dark ones. What you hear is how it felt from the broken in my heart. One's about addiction, love, loss, and recovery. Trust me, only wrote it because I had to get it out of me. Not for Nashville, not for radio, for nobody but me. And maybe that troubled soul pressing rewind. Wrestling demons like mine, looking for company in this design. It doesn't really feel so grand all the time.
Dang, I didn't know. So I was like, holy crap, I didn't know it was coming. And this is a really personal song.
So grand,
I'll play a little more of it. I had no, I was just listening. I was like, oh, Walker's got a new song out. And I was like, wait, did he send this just to me? I had to look at my email to see if he just sent it to me. No, it was his new.
So
this is Pain from Walker Hayes.
So all that to say, I was like, no freaking way. When I came on station number one in my presets that day, did the math on my fingers, counted 6.5 months since I was going to work hungover and coming home drunk. It wasn't that many crack of dawns back. I was sweating straight jack, stocking produce to put shoes on my kids' feet, sleep working through the tired warehouse, dreaming with my good buddy Mike over all the forklifts beeping like.
And the whole song's about his battle with addiction and his kids, and it's right, it's deep, right, Mike?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy song. Me and, I should say, Dan of Dan and Shay and I are both huge Walker fans. And so we both grabbed him and took him out, because he's out with Dan and Shay right now, mm-hmm. opening, and then he's going to leave and come with us. But anyway, I digress. Those are the two things that have happened today.
Excellent scoop. Thank you.
And you just missed the spray tan party.
Oh, bummer.
We just had a spray tan booth in here, and she comes to my house, and everybody comes, like Morgan was here, and I'm doing the Dolly Telethon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hosting some segments with Dolly, and...
Poor guy.
I know, right? I have to go up there twice, though. Once at 3 and once at 8. Dolly's very demanding.
She sounds like it.
Very demanding. So I have to get tanned just for it. Mm-hmm. And I want to keep it real, so I asked for a farmer spray tan. I got to keep my roots right. All right, so Lauren's here from Sounds Like Nashville. All right, so you made notes. I'm curious to know what your notes say over there.
I took a lot of notes because I didn't want to forget anything this year.
I told Mike, hey, just tell her like we're going to talk about some year-end stuff. Like if I were to say... Because I know you guys made a list of like your favorite albums of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your list or is that like a collective list? It sounds like Nashville.
That's one of our freelancers who made that list.
Oh, so it's not you.
Mm-mm.
Perfect. So what's your favorite record in 2020? What year is this? 2016?
2016.
Jeez, man, that's crazy. 2016, Lauren.
I can't pick a favorite because there were so many good ones this year.
Oh, you don't be one of those people, Lauren. Come on.
I can't.
Okay, give me your favorite few.
Keith, Ripcord.
Okay, look. That's one of the records that I have up there.
I know.
A vinyl record framed.
He can do no wrong in my eyes, honestly. I just love him.
Favorite song off Ripcord?
Blue Intercolor.
Mm-hmm. Until it came out as a single. And then
when I heard it the first time, I was like, this is a repeat.
And then it feels posery to say it once it's a radio song. Do you ever feel that way?
A little bit, yeah.
It's like if someone says, I say, what's your favorite John Mayer song? And they say, well, Your Body's Wonderland. I'm like, oh, you're not a real John Mayer fan. So it's almost like you have to go obscure.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was my favorite song, too. And I told him,
yeah.
I was like, Blue Ain't Your Color is my favorite song on the record.
The Fighter, too.
Yeah, that's
it's a little different out there, but it's one of my favorite.
And that's him and Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder when that's going to be a single. Because it's almost like you don't put something with two major mm-hmm. artists on a record.
Yeah.
If you're not going to make it a single.
I'm hoping that once Storyteller starts dying down for her, they'll pick it up and they'll bust it out there.
Because they won't put out two singles. Rarely do they put out two singles if an artist is doing a duet while they're doing their own single climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you hope that's the plan. When Carrie's record, when they're starting to pull back on it,
mm-hmm.
as they're making their new one, that Keith... It's the same thing with Kelsey and the Aldean song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my thought is that after Barstool... They're going to put out the Aldean Kelsey song because Kelsey will be done with her record and working on a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, Keith, you have Ripcord there.
Yep.
What else do you have on your list?
Oh, man. Brothers Osborne. Obsessed. The entire thing.
How cool. First of all, just full disclosure, I'm friends with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So as I say nice things about them, it's because I like them as humans and they're tremendous musicians. But how cool is it that they're cutting through right now?
I'm so excited. I've been rooting for them for the last couple of years. And when they got that CMA, we were all typing in the back room and just freaked out.
Everybody
stopped everything.
Everybody was freaking and surprised.
And they're such rock stars. They played on top of their bus over the weekend. Who does that?
You know what? Because those guys, like, they're the real deal musically. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists will polish themselves a little here, a little music here. And they've got the whole package. It's almost like Brothers Osborne doesn't care about a package.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't care about a package. We're just going to do the best music we can do. And if you don't like our package, screw off. Mm-hmm. And when that works, it hits so hard.
Yeah.
So what do you like about those guys?
I like that they try not to fit into the box. I like that they're just genuine who they are, no matter what. And 21 Summer was actually my favorite off the album. And then, of course, it became a single. So I was excited to hear that one out there and people getting, like, a different taste of what Nashville's making.
You know what sucked about that song was it wasn't the right song for radio programmers to play. It wasn't a good radio song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean I didn't like it, because I did like it a lot. But I knew when they put it out, because everybody has an old school mentality. Not everybody. Yeah. A lot of people have an old school mentality of what works and what doesn't. But It Ain't My Fault, I hope, is their new single. It is going to be their new single. I'm almost positive at this point. That song is the jam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, different,
life.
But so in your face and up-tempo and great. So you have Brothers Osborne, and you have Keith Urban. What else do you have on your list?
Brett Young, his EP. It wasn't full-length album.
Oh, you're cheating. You're going EP.
I did. I cheated, but I listened to it so many times, so I have to put that on there. That was a great one.
That guy, he kind of irritates me because – and I've known him from a long time ago. He's so tall and good-looking and athletic and is a good singer. He's just like, come on, dude. Give me something. Like, yeah. We did a – Brett and I did a charity show together. I was doing a stand-up show in Austin, and he didn't have a single out, and he was opening the show. And I was like, oh, I hope you don't make it. You're way too good-looking and too good of a singer, and this all sucks. And, of course, he did. And I say that kidding, because we had him out in Boston. He played with us in Boston. He's a good – I like that guy, too.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I've seen him a couple times at festivals throughout the summer, and he's always drawn one of the biggest crowds on, like, the B stage. He's always had a ton of people out there.
Probably girls. Probably throwing their panties at him.
I haven't seen that, but probably a lot more girls.
That guy, that Brett Young guy. All
these
Bretts are so dreamy.
So many Bretts.
I wish my
all
name.
All dreamy.
I wish my name was Brett. That'd be dreamier, Mike. What do you think about that?
Brett Bones.
Brett, I'll change it up. So, okay, there's three of you more.
High Valley just came out.
How about
Dear
those
Life,
guys?
Obsessed with them. They're just the nicest guys.
I wasn't until today.
Uh-huh. The German Backstreet Boys.
I had no idea. These two guys from High Valley, because this week I wanted to take, and depending when you hear this, people listen to these weeks after, but this week on my show we're doing not just a new artist thing, but like way new artists. And High Valley is the most tenured of all the new artists, and this is the first time they've had a song inside the top 30. But the rest of the artists that I'm bringing on, some of them don't have record deals. I just like to go out and watch writers round sometimes and pull people in.
Which I love that you do that. It's amazing, giving them like a whole new platform to be able to do that.
And hopefully that, you know, they're able to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I haven't met. I had never met High Valley, but I love that song. And I thought it sounded way, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is Mumford & Sons country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought immediately. I was like, Kazan, you know, or Phillips. I thought, man. But once they came in and told their story, I was like, okay, this is just them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying, because they're Mennonites who live so far north in Canada. They never had cable. They never had a radio station.
They didn't know who Prince or Michael Jackson were. Nothing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I convinced them that Akon, the guy who does Smack That, is the biggest seller in U.S. history. And they were like, oh, I've heard of that song. But they came in. They were such nice guys. And they performed I Fly Away. And they're so bluegrassy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to play bluegrass, you have to have a lot of skill if you're going to do it publicly. And they played it. And they were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play some of that here. This is and you like, they have a whole record?
They have a whole record. It just came out.
Shows you what I know. I just know I was obsessed with them. And they're both really good looking. And I'm like, ah, oh, come on.
I know, right?
But they're brothers.
Dear Life and Memory Making are two of my favorites from the record.
This is their single right now, Make You Mine.
You were made to shine under southern stars, pure as a mountain rain. You're the love song pouring out of this guitar, sweeter than sugar cane.
Really, I just thought until they came in that that was kind of a knockoff of Mumford. I don't anymore. That's just what their music was and is. Mm-hmm. Until I saw it with my own eyes, I was like, oh, this is for real. Mumford's kind of put together.
Yeah.
But this is for real. Which one did you like? Dear Life?
Dear Life and Memory Making.
Yeah, I'm totally into these guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm into their music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like,
Dear Life, I hope you know I've loved you every mile down this road. Had my share of hits and misses, trying to keep between the ditches, dear life.
I think you got me on to High Valley over here. You convinced me.
Dear life, what's your plan?
That's pretty good.
I love the story behind that song, too, because Brad said that his wife came home one day and their kids are growing up so fast. And she's like, I feel like we're just hanging on for dear life, trying to keep up with these kids. And he's like, oh, there's a song there. And when you get more into the chorus, he says, like, they used dear life in a couple different ways in the song. And that's one of them.
So, High Valley, me not knowing much about them, they've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been in Nashville?
I've only been in Nashville since August of 2015.
Oh, so you're still a newbie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did you become such a factor in the Nashville community so quick?
Well, I mean, I have been working with my editor, Lauren Black, way before we were Sounds Like Nashville. She had a site called Country Music is Love, and I started writing with her a few years ago. And we did it from our couches at home. And
you weren't living in Nashville?
I was living in Tampa, had a regular job during the day. I'd go home after the job and I'd write about country music at night. And we'd have the site running and eventually...
would you come up here and watch shows and stuff? Or
I came up two or three times a year. I'd come for CRS, CMA Fest, and sometimes the CMAs.
Did you ever see High Valley before this record? Were you part of that? Because some people are like, oh, I remember High Valley. You know, they were around, but...
I feel like I had seen them when they were a trio, because their brother...
They had another brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what happened to him?
He didn't want to be on the road away from his family.
Okay, so he didn't die or anything?
No.
Going to ask him about that today, and I was like, oh, if he died, I just don't want to get into that.
No, he's back in Canada with his wife and kids. And
I'm going to learn all about these guys in the next, two days.
I'll teach you.
I'm obsessed. Yeah, I've become obsessed. Uh-huh. And when they left, I was like... This is the craziest thing.
Yeah, they've had the craziest life. They were telling us, because we're featuring them for our introducing artists, and they were telling us that they grew up loving Mexican food in the middle of Canada, because both of their parents are from Mexico.
And they got kicked out.
And I was
out.
Like, what?
Yeah, their parents got kicked out of Mexico.
It's crazy.
They're the one that doesn't have a beard texts me. What's his name?
Brad.
Brad. Yeah. He says, this is surreal, trending number one in all genres. You are a good man. I like it how I'm a good man whenever I do something for somebody else. It's like, you are a good dude for making us the number one trender. But
they're just so gracious. I love them.
For me, here's the trending things right now on iTunes. High Valley, The Walking Dead Season 7. Oh, do you watch Walking Dead?
I don't.
Oh.
I know.
We need to have a talk.
I know.
That's a whole different Bobby cast. Smashing Pumpkins. Are they doing something, Mike? Do you know? They all die or something?
No.
No? I always feel like when people are trending, they're dead.
I do, too.
It doesn't matter who it is. I'm like...
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know. It's like, oh, Ariana Grande's trending. Did she die?
Or Betty White trending, I have a heart attack.
Who?
Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
If I see her trending.
Hugh Hefner.
It's usually her birthday.
There was a Hugh Hefner death scare. Seven Nation Army's trending, Mariah Carey, probably because of, oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas, there's just that right now. Okay, High Valley, anything else on your album list that you have?
God, there's so many.
I know, but you can't, here's my, I'm going to give you my problem overall with blogs and Nashville things that write, is that there's never anything critical that comes out. Even Rolling Stone gives things 2 stars sometimes.
Yeah.
And ever. When everything's good, it makes nothing great.
I know.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And I'm the lone voice that's the dick because I'm the one going, you know what? This isn't that good. And so everybody's like, oh, he's the troublemaker. No, I'm just giving what I feel is like my honest thing. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when my friends have music I don't like that much. And so I don't say it's that good. I'm just like, quiet. I got nothing to say. Got nothing to say about this song. Never heard it. Yeah, didn't listen to it. But do you feel that that's an issue inside of Nashville?
I think it can be. I mean, but you want to be as positive as possible.
But when you're a critic,
I know.
You're supposed to be critical.
I know.
Like, give me one that sucked. I'm just kidding.
No.
I would never make you do that. I wonder what album I listened to and was underwhelmed by. I don't even think I know because I just wouldn't listen to it anymore. Underwhelmed. I think about that for the next one, Mike. Whenever she's not here, when I can just go at it into people. Okay. Give me one more record that you really loved. Because you've got me. I'm going to listen to this High Valley record now because of that.
David Nail was one. David Nail and Chris Young.
David Nail, Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's confusing because of Low-cash. The Fighters. With Low-cash. I have a Low-cash hat on, by the way. Speaking of which, those are my dudes.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
I love those dudes. And they love this life. David Nail, I listened a little bit. I don't like Chris Young, so I don't listen to his stuff. But he sings like awesome. Like one of the best vocalists in the entire genre. You know, he's a trained classical singer, which is awesome. We played with him in Virginia Beach. We played a festival, and there were like five acts, and we were the fourth act, and he was the fifth act. And it was like 40, 50,000 people. And I hung around and listened to him. Like, he's really good. As a singer, personally, we don't get along. That's a whole different thing. But yeah, but he's like fantastic.
Yeah.
And until people see him in the, let me ask you a question about people like Chris Young, or Billy Currington, or there are a few of these guys who have a ton of hits, but they can walk down the street and nobody will, they won't get recognized by anyone. What is it that they need to do, in your opinion?
I don't know that it's something they need to do. I mean, maybe they like not being recognized. I think if there's
everybody wants to, if you're like singing on headlining stages, you
well, it's
want
like any
that.
Actor that stays out of the headlines a lot. You know, there's major stars that
give me
are
one
out of
give me one. You can't because they stay out of the headlines. So yeah, you could have got me with
that's
that.
That's true.
I'm but just saying just,
they keep their personal life separate and don't post and do crazy things.
You don't have to though. You have to put your personal life out there to be like what's like Sam Hunt. We don't crap about Sam. I do, luckily. But we don't really. We don't know crap about Sam. Church? What do we know about Eric Church?
He's got two kids and they're really cute.
But nothing.
Exactly.
But he hides it. You got to be mysterious or you got to be out there because it's like I feel like Billy, for example, is so good. But Billy just don't care. Billy doesn't care. Billy disappears and he's like, I'm put out whatever songs.
He's on the island
and then I'm
a good
done.
Time.
His name is Billy the Coconut Man on Instagram or something like that. Like he came in the other day and I was like. Again, I was like, holy crap. I get why girls are so into you. I was like, first of all, you're ripped. Second of all, there's something mysterious. I don't know if it's that you're way smart or maybe the opposite. Whatever it is. Like, I'm in, like I get it. And he goes and climbs.
He makes really good eye contact, too, which I think is
maybe that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. Because I thought he came into our office as well and played a game on Facebook Live with us. And I think that's what it is.
Maybe he just focuses so much that you feel like he cares.
Yeah.
Garth does that.
Garth is great.
Garth leaves and you're like, oh, Garth and I are best friends now.
Yeah.
The for sure you would be, hey, Garth, friend. Hey, Mike, I just met Garth. we're going to have dinner next week or something. So yeah, Garth's great. Okay, albums. Let's go to, of 2016, you had to pick a few songs that kind of just crashed into the scene. We're like, boom, where would you go song-wise?
Think of You, Chris Young, probably.
Think of You, the one with Kim Cassidy?
Maren, obviously. She came out of nowhere and just killed it.
Yeah, Maren's a good...
I mean, she's been working here for a long time, but...
But not as an artist. And, you know, been lucky enough to get to know Maren for a while. I'll form relationships with artists if I, like, get them early and then back them because then they're like, oh, thank you, and then we kind of work together. So with Maren, again, I got lucky with Maren because she was going to do it with or without me. She was that good. And so we had Maren on way before she had anything even to buy. And it's been crazy. And it's a testament of anything can happen in 18 months. Like, just start it. Whatever it is your dream is, you just have to start it. And then go get it. Because she's done. She's now the biggest, the most awarded thing in our format in the past year. I mean, CMAs, Grammy nominations. It's I mean, it's really fantastic for her and for women in country music.
Yes.
Which is really starting to not be such a thing anymore. You're seeing a lot of this all dudes slowly, which we knew would happen. Everything's cyclical. We knew it was going to happen, but who was going to lead it? And we finally see who the leader is. Maren came in and kicked the door down.
Yep.
You had some that were kind of pecking on the door, doing a great job. Kelsey was doing a great job. Yep. A little too pop to really kick in the country door. You know, her Taylor Swift affiliations and a lot of that keeps the real country people from going, this is our ambassador. But Maren was like, F it. Boom. Here I am.
Knocked it down.
And a story about Maren is that she took her record, So I Hear. So I Hear. This is all, hey, all legend, Mike.
Okay, allegedly.
Allegedly. Maren took her record and was like, I don't know that there's a good single on this, but I'm really proud of this project. I said, and there it is. And next thing you know, it was boom, boom, boom. And the whole record is great.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, enough. Well, give me another song. I don't care. You're talking about Chris. I like Christian. I love Cassidy. So I like to see Cassidy.
I don't know. There's been a lot of like album cuts that I've really enjoyed.
Okay, give me one. Like, give me one cool girl with the album cuts. Man. Boy.
Cassidy Pope's EP was awesome. And the Kisses at Airport song makes me cry every single time I hear it.
What's that one about? I got to pull that one up.
She,
Kisses at Airport?
Yes. And there's like a verse in it where she talks about a soldier coming home and like greeting his family at the airport and everyone's
kisses
watching.
At airports.
Yes. Got it. And obsessed with that. I cry every time I hear it.
Really? Let me hear this Cassidy song. I really enjoy Cassidy.
I love her.
She's a fantastic person.
You don't know if it's hello or goodbye. What kind of tears they are when they get cried. All you know is somebody's coming or leaving.
I'll try to hold it together.
Don't really matter, whatever the reason. Something about him gets me every time. Kisses at airports, by open car doors. So slow to let go, wrapped up with eyes closed. So mean I missed you. Somehow they mean more. Kisses at airport.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I like that one. I put that one out. Whatever, you can second guess everything. That's a good one. Give me one more song.
Anything Brett Young. The whole EP.
Boy, you just love you some Brett Young, don't you?
I really do. I can't tell you how many times I listened to that EP over and over. So I'm thrilled about that album. I don't know.
I'll send him this conversation.
Maybe I'll have a little talk with them. So, anything off the Brett Young, the Cassidy stuff, Maren, Chris, and Cat? I mean, I guess you're a Cassidy fan, huh?
I do like Cassidy a lot. I've seen her live a couple times this year.
She's one of the elite vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a talent of elite vocalists, but she's one of those. And again, she came out and opened some shows for us too, which. And she's I've also got to sing. The weird thing is I get to sing with some of these people, and I can't sing at all. Like, I got no singing talent at all, but I get to sing with Carrie and Cassidy and Natalie Stovall and these huge vocalists. And Lauren Elena, by the way, who's...
Oh, my gosh. She's incredible.
Incredible and can sing with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. I don't care who you put her up against. She can sing with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that tier of... Who else would you put in that top tier of vocalists? Because there are a lot of great singers, and some of them aren't known for just their vocal ability, but... I'll put. We'll just add. We'll take turns. Ready? Until we run out.
Jeez, David Nail.
Surprisingly, really great.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and did.
It The Sound of a Million Dreams that he had a couple years ago? That song. I can't remember what album it was on, but that song just highlights how amazing his vocals are.
For me, I need to see them because I know how studios work, and you can make anybody sound pretty good in a studio. Like Lindsay Lohan had an album.
Well, even seeing him live do it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He did In the Ghetto for us.
Mm-hmm.
He never played it before until he came on our show. And I was like, what in the world? Where did this voice come from? But yeah, really good, right? He also has a song on his record with the Brothers Osborne.
Yes.
David Nail.
That was on my list.
It was it? It's a fantastic song, too.
Yeah, Good at Tonight.
Yeah. Okay, David Nail. So we've said Lauren and Cassidy. I mean, you have to put Stapleton in there because nobody sings like Chris.
Absolutely.
He's distinct and he's really strong. Mm-hmm. All right, you're up.
Mickey Guyton for me.
I didn't know that. She came out and sang with us in Tampa. She did a couple. And I was like, what the? Holy cow. She has a huge voice.
I love her. And she's just the sweetest person.
Mickey. I'm going to go Cam.
Yeah.
Distinct, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Cam.
Oh, gosh.
Anybody else we're putting on the elite vocalist list?
I want Trisha on there.
You know, but yeah, we've known Trisha.
I know.
But okay, I'm going to put Celine Dion on there. I mean, we don't have to put any more on there. There's our top 10 or so right there. We haven't put many guys on there.
I know.
Who do you best? Chris Young is on the best guy singer list.
Mm-hmm,
like
by far,
vocals like
yeah.
Chris Young.
I really like TJ Osborne's voice. I think he's got a very distinct type of voice. Yes,
he does have a very distinct voice.
And they actually sound a lot alike when they're speaking. Both of them.
They do. They do. We had, well, I guess Mike left. I think my dog was crying. Did you meet my dog?
When no. I plan on becoming best friends with your dog.
Well, and he would. He would sit right in your lap the whole time. But when you came in, you had dark clothes on, which means white dog sheds all over dark clothes.
I would not fight it. I would fully
accept
it.
When we're done here, you and the dog can be BFFs.
Yes.
But when we're done.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, we did that. I think people always want to know which artists really are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't talk about artists that aren't. Mike, we're going to go to commercial for a second. All right, let's take a second and go to this quick thing.
Looking for the perfect gift this season? Want to avoid the malls and lines this year? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how, for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code BONES in the search bar. That's 77% off. For less than $50, you get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus get 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. All of this for less than $50. If you're looking for convenient and quick shopping for those on your list, go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code BONES in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
All right, we're back. So what people want to know a lot of times is, like, who are the mean ones? I don't care to talk about the mean ones. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the awesome ones.
Okay.
Awesome people that come in and they're as legit as they are on TV and they sound on the radio. Let's go back and forth. Awesome artists. Go ahead.
Claire Dunn.
Little Big Town.
Oh, that's a good one.
They've been so good. It's so nice so many times. I didn't believe it was real for a long time.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way they're this nice. Every time, like 30 times.
They're just wonderful.
And I've gotten to know them on a personal basis, too.
Anytime I hear Kimberly Slavin say, like, talk at all, I just start giggling because she's just the cutest and I just love her.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of them are nice. They don't all, like, let's just do the average. One of them needs to be a real jerk. So I feel better about it. One of them can be a jerk. If 75% of the band's awesome, they win.
It's the fifth member. We just haven't heard about them because they're mean.
The fifth member, Pedro. You know why they kicked him out?
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't like Mexican dudes in country, Mike. Dang. Just so you know. Yep. Pedro of Little Big Town got kicked out, dude. Okay, you're up.
Ryan Hurd.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and people don't know Ryan yet, and Ryan won't have music till like May, like real music, except for like online. Ryan's done this before, and yeah, I like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can have – people can think the wrong thing about him because he's so laid back and nice. I think sometimes people be like, oh, you're too good.
Yeah.
And it's not that at all. It's just – he's just like, hey, man.
I had a great talk with him when I went up to Chicago for Country Lake Shake, and he – like at the end, he thanked me for asking like certain questions. He's like, thanks for letting me talk about that. And he's tweeted us later and he's like, thanks for just letting me ramble about random things for...
He's an artist.
He's great.
I mean, there are artists and then there are like, you get deep into someone's mind. You're like, whoa, it's really weird in here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Ryan. And I like Ryan a lot. I think he's going to have a tough time at first being Maren's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that she's blown up, that's what everyone's, regardless of what he has. And he's now dating the current biggest rising star in our format.
Yep.
And everybody's going to ask him about that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be weird for him for a bit. But is it my turn? I mean, Keith Urban is fantastic. And I think Keith used to not be fantastic a long time ago. And he went through a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's come out the other side of it. And it's like, wow, I should appreciate what I have.
Yep.
Because this is crazy that I made it through. Keith told me that once he doesn't remember 4 years of his life. Wow. Back when he was doing.
That's crazy.
When he was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Nice person list.
Drew Baldridge is also a new one who we've also really enjoyed getting to know and talk to.
No, I don't know Drew. I've seen his song up a little bit, but I don't know
Drew. He's got a new one, Rebound, that's out, but the first one that came out was really great.
He sent me a basketball hoop, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he sent it to everybody. Yeah. It's like, here's your promotional toy, a basketball goal that you're going to break and throw away in 5 minutes. Eric Paslay, Chris Jansen, those are all my friends. Kelsey, these are all my friends, though, so I have to say them because if they're listening. And Kelsey and Maren are coming in early January at the same time. I was like, can we not spread these out? But they want to do them. They're my friends. Cassidy's great. Man, I'm trying to think of anybody else. Because if we leave anybody off, who else are you thinking?
I put Sam. Sam's always been really nice.
Yeah, Sam's really nice. Sam is so quiet that mm-hmm. I think some people, and he just drops back. Honest to God, Sam could just write songs and be happy.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have to perform. I think he likes the money.
Oh, probably.
Because you can live a better life, and you can. He's very loyal to his band members, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that is one loyal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam's really
And he gives, like, really well-thought-out answers when you ask him things. And
When he finally comes around. Mm-hmm. He's had time to think of those answers. Yeah. Anybody else, Mike, we put on the nice list? Anybody that's come
Raylan.
Through here?
Yeah.
Like the Low Cash guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Jansen's awesome. But it's hard to put friends on there. How about, what else we got, Mike? Year-end review. You've been to a lot of shows this year? Do you go to all the shows?
I've been to a lot of them, not all of them.
Did you go to watch Luke on this tour? The Kill the Lights show with Little Big Town?
I actually went to Kill the Lights. No, I didn't go to Kill the Lights. I went to Farm Tour the night he broke his collarbone.
You were there that mm-hmm. night? So he rode the bike and they came out with a sling.
Yep. We talked to him maybe an hour before the accident because we were doing a video segment of his tour and didn't know if he would actually be going on stage that night because they rushed him to the hospital and were standing around waiting to hear any news about what had just happened. And he went out and killed it. No, I don't think he had a sling on that night. He had a sling on the next night, but he held his arm really still.
Yeah.
And just owned it.
That's a guy that I don't think people appreciate his musical ability.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it falls onto him because he can go anywhere the format goes. Okay, you want him to grind? Great. You want him to sit down and play piano? Great. You want him to do a song about living in the country? Great. Mm-hmm. He can adapt to anything.
Yeah.
And I've seen Luke just sit at a piano and just go to town.
His first album's still my favorite.
The Old School.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago.
I know.
What were you, like, one?
No.
Were you, like, coming out of the womb screaming, Luke Bryan, boom, boom,
The first time I went to a club, actually, was when he was having his album release party. We had no idea who he was. Walked in, and they're like, oh, there's a show tonight, and handed out CDs for free. And he was releasing the album that night.
Really? Mm-hmm. In Florida?
Yep.
Who did you see back in the day in Florida that came through that now you're like, that was really cool that I saw them early?
I don't know that I necessarily saw a lot of people early. I saw like Rascal Flatts and Brooks and Dunn at the Dallas Bowl, which is a small line dance
club. I played the Bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a club.
Yeah.
It holds about 2,500 or so.
They would play at the amphitheater right down the street and then they'd go over there after and play more songs there. Yeah.
I can't believe the Flatts played the Dallas Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were just bored.
Maybe. Maybe they didn't want to close the night yet.
You know what? When my nights end, I'm done. But I also do a morning show, so I'm like, at the end of the night.
You've got an excuse.
So what do you guys do at Sounds Like Nashville? Like, what's the goal?
We just want to keep everyone as updated with what's going on in country music as we can. And we're also trying to spread it internationally. We've got a few territories that are launched. We're in the UK, Ireland. We're in Canada right now.
What do you mean launched?
You have to, have your domains set up, like soundslikenashville.co.uk.
Well, that sounds crappy. Everybody just can't come to .com?
They can, but it's you can target, I guess, better based on the country. And obviously those countries know, like, Netherlands is .nl or something. So they know, like, that kind of thing. So we're launching in a few more territories next year, and we're just hoping to keep spreading country music globally.
Dang, look at you guys. You going to Japan?
God, I hope. That'd be awesome.
I'm hoping to go to
Australia at some point.
You mean to put the site or your body?
Both.
Which
we'll
first?
Definitely have the site there first. But
have you heard Nikita Carmen sing?
Yes.
She's like
Because I've been to a couple of your shows this year.
She's like a little angel that sings.
I adore her. She's wonderful. She came to our office a couple months ago.
Girls adore her and guys want to hook up with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weird, it's hard to be in that spot to where girls don't hate you or if guys want. But yeah, and she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a real fantastic person. And she's just figuring out kind of what she wants to. And that was a weird story. Like I met her on Skype and was like, you have to move out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. And she was like, what? I'd never met her before. And I was like, we need a girl to go on tour with us for a while. And then now it got to the point where I was like, Nikita, you have to go do your own thing. And she just still does shows with us some, but she opens shows. And it's like, you're so good. You can't just be a raging idiot forever because this is a joke. Like, this is for fun and we do charity stuff and whatever. But you have to go do – so she's coming out and she's opening and Walker Hayes is playing a full set. And then I'm doing stand-up for January through May. But she's very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
And distinct people, they always have a shot. Most of them don't make it, But distinct people always have a shot, and when they do hit it, they hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your distinct sound makes it, people love you.
Yep.
But she's such a little singer-songwriter, too. It's because she lived with me for, like, kind of. I mean, I didn't see her, but she lived when I was downtown for, like, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
She would just go away and write songs forever, and I would come home and go to bed, and then I would – every 5 days, so I'd be like, you good? I'm good. I'm just playing Sporkle. I'm going to write some songs. All right. And then finally she moved out, and the rest is whatever. So, well, that's cool. You guys are expanding. And do you have clothes yet?
Not yet.
Oh, hopefully you got to get into the apparel game. That's where it is.
Hopefully next year will be the year.
Man. So, sounds like Nashville. What's your big story right now? Do you know it? It's got to be end of year stuff,
We're
right?
We're doing a lot of end of year stuff.
The list of what people click like crazy. And if you make a list of like artists of the night, they all share it. And it's like, boom, link, 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 link.
Yeah.
Like I joked on the air that I was going to do the 2017 best new artist of 2017 just because they'd all share the link and I would have so many hits on the website.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to go find 2017 artists.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal my idea for 2018.
It's yours. It's
because
yours.
That's a lot. Do you get bonused on your web hits and if you do like extra?
Not really. I mean,
they're like, hey, Lauren, fantastic story. Here's some, by the way, Lauren wrote me Tootsie Rolls. Ugh.
You're welcome.
No, because I'll eat all of them. But if you write, like, what's the biggest story you've ever put out?
I don't know that I could tell you.
What?
I mean, I don't know. I don't,
you gotta be
I don't see the numbers a lot.
Digging for dirt. You need to be the person that's
just
digging for dirt
all day.
You type all day?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you type today?
I typed a lot of stuff today.
Like?
What did I type today? I don't know. Check soundslikenashville.com and then you'll see whatever we type today.
You know what
today.
I do? I follow the socials more than anything. Mm-hmm. I think which most people do.
Yeah.
Now it's a social media world.
I typed about Lindsay L going on tour with Brad Paisley.
Yeah, they're going on tour together,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. That's a fascinating little relationship there because Brad, whom I've known for a long, I've known Brad longer than Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Brad's really hard to impress. He's been around. He's been entertainer of the year. He's done it all. And he called Lindsay once. And this is when Lindsay and I were together. I was like, hey, I need someone to fill in for a show. And she was like, oh, cool. I'll just bring my trio. And then he had her come out and do one song. He was like, hey, why don't you do another show with us? And then he had her play again. He was like, hey, I'm going to bring you outdoors. She was like, oh, okay. So now.
Sold.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing.
Yeah. He's great.
Brad's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys you have to like get ready. If I'm going to sit down with Brad, I got to be on my toes.
Yeah.
Because he's witty and, I mean, he's sarcastic and you just got to kind of know who you're messing with. But yeah, Brad was my very first ever major, like, superstar guest. First guest ever was Chris Jansen. And then after that, it was Brad Paisley.
I think he was one of the first that really acknowledged us back when we were Country Music is Love. We had met him at a Tampa show that he played. And we were driving home and all of a sudden Twitter started blowing up and he went out and tweeted us because we had mentioned and he's like, yeah, I know the site. And just out of nowhere, like we didn't ask him, we didn't say anything. He just went out and tweeted us and said some really nice things. And ever since then, I mean, just as a person, I've been a really huge fan of his just for that. So
that
he's a good guy.
I saw he made $18 million this year today. I know, right? It's like Luke made $50 million. It's like I have people on my phone that I could call right now that made $50 million this year. That's crazy to me. I made $50 million. I need to Luke don't give me any of his money. I don't even go hang out. I do hang out. I've hung out with Brad a few times on a personal. I try not to hang out.
Yeah.
Do you feel that at all, or are you just friendly with everybody?
Well, I don't really hang out with a lot of them outside. Like, if I see him at shows or anything, I'll talk to him a little bit. But a lot of them, we don't really hang out with.
Do they ever say, Lauren, come hang out?
Not yet.
Oh, you'll get there. That's my phone constantly. Let's hang out. What, Garth? What, George Strait? Oh,
your job is so tough.
What's that? Well, thank you for coming and hanging out.
Thank you so much
for having
us.
What else do you have on your notes? I'm curious to see what else you wrote. What else were you prepared for, just in case?
Well, I went to a few really cool concerts this year.
Tell me. Give me that one.
What George Strait and Green Hall was the highlight for me.
And New Braunfels.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Green Hall, for those that don't know, is like a country music mecca for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an hour north of where George Strait lives in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a home show for him in a pretty tiny little club.
He hadn't played there since 1982, I think they said.
Wow. So you got to go to that because you're cool. Like one of those special, yeah. Cool
one of the
invites.
Special people, yeah. But it was super exclusive.
So you go in, and so he played?
He played almost 2 hours, and I think I stood maybe almost as far as I am from you, about 10 feet or so, like 5 feet, and just watched the entire show right from there. And he had a bunch of family and friends in there, a few other media partners. And it was
cool.
It was a really cool show.
Do you know, here's the problem with a lot of artists don't like to, of mainstream country artists. And I lived in Texas the last 12, 13 years. And I have friends that do Texas country. And I have friends that do Nashville country. And there's this big right in the middle of it. And Nashville artists don't want to go play Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the Texas artists make people in Texas feel like if you support these Nashville artists, then you're not one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awful divide that I wish didn't exist. And it does. And sometimes you see people cross over. And I hate to even say cross over. It should just be something. And it shouldn't be two different things. It should just be part of the group. Yep. Like, everybody has their own place. And then the best of all places should be able to, like, be on the radio.
Yep.
It doesn't matter where you come from. If you're if your song, your Texas country song is amazing, it should go on the radio. Like, I don't even want to go into that. Like, but, like, I love Granger. And Granger,
yes,
and I knew each other back in Austin.
Because
he lives outside of Austin just a bit. And I was there for 12, 13 years. And so Granger is as good a dude as you're going to find. Him and his brother both. And his brother's his manager. And, you know, Granger was getting a lot of hate when he came to Nashville and signed a deal. Because, like, oh, you don't want to be a Texas country artist. He's like, no, I still do. But I would also like to expand nationally and take what I'm doing to more people. And they held it against him for a while. I think they're kind of over it now. Some of the artists aren't.
Yeah.
They're grudgeful because they – do you know how many artists, and I'm not going to name any names, there are Texas country artists that secretly come to Nashville and try to get signed all the time, and they go back to Texas and go, Nashville sucks, yet they're here on the down low trying to get signed all the time. I just wish people would be open and honest about it.
Yep.
So Grant, like Eli Young Band, they had to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
There were a Texas country band who came over and crossed over. You know, Pat Green did it for a bit and kind of went back. So, yeah, that's an interesting dynamic to me. And two that I wish were together because I just know both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're all good people.
Yeah.
And you all have good and sucky music. Like, there's good music on both sides, and some of it sucks on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible. So, okay, what other show you been to that's cool?
I got to go on a carnival cruise with Sam Hunt, which is why I couldn't come the first time.
I thought you were
Bobby
sick.
Cast. No.
Oh.
I know.
I already left the cruise and come and been here.
I know. I already had a prior commitment, otherwise
you
I would have been
here.
You
went on a carnival. Your job lets you do a lot of cool stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's really cool stuff. I also got to go to the Funny and Alone tour, which was, I mean, it was all right.
That wasn't funny. Listen, I'm going to talk about this for a second. I was like, I told Mary Forrest, you know Mary Forrest, my manager. And I was like, I want to go secretly do two shows in Nashville. This theater holds like 300. I want to do two shows. And I just want to go work new material. I don't want anybody coming that knows. Nobody covering it. She's like, well, it sounds like – I was like, oh, I like them. So you can't say no. And so I was in this weird place where I wanted to go out and do all this untested stuff, which means fail a lot.
But it was not bad. It was hilarious.
It put me in a weird place that people wanted to and I was like, oh.
But next time you can tell us not to come.
I will never tell you not to come. But I wanted to go to you guys and be like, okay, listen. I'm going to try some material that I haven't tried yet, which means there's going to be some that doesn't work. Don't judge me. And I appreciate the article that you wrote because you said it was fine.
It was great.
You did say it. It's a very nice article. I appreciate that. I was one of those times I was glad you weren't like real critical because I was like, let's be critical about everybody but me. But then all of you guys left, and for the second show there was no press, and then I was just like,
no, we were there. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, what's been written's been written. We can't change that. But yeah, that was a fun. Okay, what else did you go to? Give me one more cool event you went to.
The Luke Farm Tour when he broke his collarbone. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but the crowd was like super into it because they knew Luke was like putting it out there for him.
Well, they didn't even know at the time, really. I mean, aside from seeing that he was holding his arm because they had really just announced it and the service out there wasn't great. So it's not like people could check Twitter
and
see that.
That's right.
Because you're in the middle of the farmland. Nothing. You can't have any service out there. So aside from that, I mean, people really didn't know until he said something three songs in about his collarbone being broken.
That's interesting. I didn't think about the no service. If you had to pick who is 2016's, like, you know, Time Has the most interesting person, 2016 country music's most interesting person.
Carrie Underwood.
Why?
Because between her tour and her album and doing all the amazing, incredible things that she's done. And I really wanted her to do CMA Entertainer. wanted her to take it. But I'm glad she was nominated. I'm glad she got female vocalist.
The female vocals was a big thing.
Big thing.
I think she deserved, a few of them deserved for that Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, yeah. It was a tough category, to for sure.
Luke, Carrie, or Garth, in my opinion. Those were the three that, if they won, you just got to be like, all right, I get it.
Yep.
So you go Carrie. I think I go Dirks.
I would agree with that. I wouldn't fight you there.
This was a year that Dirk separated from the B-plus crew and went up into the A-minus crew. And that A crew is hard to get into. And he's up in the A crew now. And so not only did he co-host the ACMs, he had multiple number ones. He put out an album that was really critically acclaimed. I would go Dirk because I think it was a fantastic year for him. And he's a really – he's a friend of mine. He's a really interesting guy. But the fact that he was able to expand his brand. And, you know, Dirk's is 42 years old. And right now he's hitting it.
Yeah.
And it just shows if you can just grind. The Little Big Town guys are a prime example of that too. Like they just were grinding it for years and years. And they finally hit.
Finally got it.
And now they're here. And they got another smash with this Taylor Swift song. Which, by the way, I wish they would have never said she wrote that. It ruins it for them. Because every time people hear that song, they just think, I wonder who Taylor's singing about. Is it Calvin Harris? Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's why they waited to announce it for a few days. But
a few days? No, wait till the song's number one. Yeah. Or if it's about to die, and you use it then. But I think now they're good.
Yeah.
So, well, do you feel good about this whole thing?
I feel a lot better than I did when I walked in here. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad you came in.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for tracking me down, finally.
Right? Like, we're freaking – Ricky Skaggs wants to come in, but we can't get Lauren from – sounds like Nashville to come in. Your Sam hunting us worked out. Made us that more interested this time.
Well, thank you.
Well, I hope you guys have an awesome 2017. I'll be checking the site. And you can go to soundslikenashville.com. It is by far one of my favorite blogs. I would say my favorite – but then I don't want to bring somebody else in and then have to say that. You know, it is one of my favorite, if not my favorite. That and also the socials are great, too.
Well, we appreciate all your support.
Can
we
you
really do
one bad story a month? Like, be critical of somebody once a month.
Will you write it?
Oh, well, no, I can't because my company would get mad. They like me to be critical on my website because they know it creates drama. Okay, once every quarter. We'll settle that.
We'll try.
Call somebody's album a piece of crap. We have a guy that works with us named Zach Massey who is – I love this guy. And he's a digital – he does the digital and he's like a jack of all trades. But he does the digital for the entire company, Our Country, and he does a lot with the show. And he's fantastic. Like literally one of the best I've ever seen do what he does. Do you know Zach Massey at all?
I know the name.
Tall guy, black hair. You'll see him if you know him. You'd know him, whatever. So anyway – He goes and covers events, a lot of events, and a lot of artists, CD releases, and album releases, and oh, they're just so miserable. And he goes, and everything's so wonderful. And I'm like, dude, will you please just tweet about how one sucks? How you're at somebody's premiere. You're like, oh, man. I'm here. Just say an artist's name, Mike. If I put my own in, someone's going to get mad. Any artist. Pick an artist.
David Nail.
I'm here at the new David Nail album premiere. Man, this thing sucks. I was like, dude, if you do that, I'll give you $100. I also told Lindsay, because she gets asked by everybody, who are your guitar influences? And I said, I will give you $100 if on a place, a little bit of this. Because I think, you know, artists have their questions they get asked all the time. And they get media trained, and my goal is to break them from the media training when they come on my show. It's like, my goal is to get them out of their comfort zone to where they're so comfortable. I don't make them uncomfortable, but I want them to be so comfortable. So what happens is you go in, you do these interviews, and everybody asks the same question, like, what guitar players did you look up to? And, you know, her answers are Keith Urban and John Mayer and Paisley and even some of the old school guys. Like, I know her answers because she gets asked it 100 times. I told her, let me find a song here. Mike, do you know where I'm going with this?
I think so.
I told her, I said, hey, listen, next time someone asks you that, I would give you $100 if in the middle of it you have to sandwich it because you can't put it at the beginning or the end. If you put in Dimebag Darrell from Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Pantera is a death metal band, right? Like, this song's called Cowboys from Hell. Yeah. His name's Dimebag Darrell. It's like a bag of weed. I've never smoked weed in my life, but still, I think it's a funny name, right? And so, here we go. So if they're like, so Lindsay, who's your favorite? Well, you know, I was really inspired by Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, Dimebag Darrell, Chet Atkins. I was like, if you ever fit that interview, $100. Just say Dimebag Darrell and don't acknowledge it. Just get it over with. So those are the funny bets.
We'll ask her next time we talk to her.
Oh, dude, do it for sure. Yeah, look at this.
Do you know Dimebag Darrell was killed on stage?
I didn't.
Do you know anything about Pantera?
Mm-mm.
I don't either, really, because I don't listen to that music. It makes me want to kill somebody. But they were big in the 90s. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so that was too hard for me. I was more into the Lubega.
Yeah.
The Mambo number fives of the world. And so, but he was on stage. He was playing a show, and some guy came up and started shooting and shot and killed him on stage. It's crazy. And he's a really amazing guitar player, too. I've watched some of his videos. But he shot him on stage. Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
And another person got shot, too, but I don't know if he died or not. Mike, did you know, do you like Pantera?
I listened to him, like, way early on when I was learning how to play guitar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you know who Dimebag Darrell is?
Yeah, I remember when he died.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, I hate to end it on such a crazy thing. But, yeah, that was that. Lauren, what else do you have on your notes? Anything else we should have covered?
That's it. We got it.
Are you sure?
All the notes are checked off.
All right. I'm glad we got to cover them all. Thanks for coming in. I encourage everybody to check out Sounds Like Nashville and follow them on socials. And I like the web pieces that you guys do off to the side. Those are my favorite things.
We appreciate
you. I like those ones. I like those ones. Hey, I like those ones. I like those funny internet things you do where you make people do funny country things. All right. Mike, what episode is this?
28.
All right. What's your Twitter name? Lauren...
Mine's Laura Laugh, LaurLaff1.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Laura, LaffF1.
LaurLaff1.
Got it. Got that, Mike?
Got it.
All right. And soundslikenashville.com. Mike Destro, MikeDeestro. Mike Destro, that's our producer. Mike, anything for Lauren before we go?
Like, what's your biggest satisfaction that you get out when you put something out?
Hey,
like,
what?
You've written something and you put it out there. Like, what's. Like, what do you like to get out of an article? Like, what do you...
I appreciate when people write back to us and say they enjoyed it, say they read it, pipe in with their own opinion.
But you don't look at numbers at all? You don't?
I don't see the numbers. My editor and the rest of the team look at the numbers.
I hate other people's opinions. When people write, their opinions are never good. If I talk to people, they're always fantastic. I don't mind their... Ooh, people write...
They write some nasty stuff.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're awful on Facebook.
Facebook's like a bunch of heathens. It's like... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you a Facebook account. Do you promise to go online and be a total jerk to everyone? I do. Okay, here's your password.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's basically what Facebook is.
Yep.
Facebook sucks.
Yeah. I go through and I'm like, do you really write these things? Do you talk to your family like this?
No, they don't. Like, but they get on the freaking computer and all of a sudden they're 10 feet tall.
Yep.
Do you watch Westworld?
I don't. I heard it's good.
Man.
I know.
Do you do anything fun?
No.
What's your hobby?
I like to go home after work and watch TV. I don't watch any of the shows you watch, clearly.
Man, do you watch Designated Survivor?
Dang.
No. Oh, dang. You watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No. What do you watch? What's your number one show? You get one show to watch. You watch This Is Us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yes.
It's fantastic, right?
Yes. And it's nominated for Golden Globe, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I love that show. And I was tweeting about it, and then I started following some people, and they started following me back, and they only have like 200 followers.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you get excited, when they don't have 10,000 followers.
That's how I was when Once Upon a Time started, because like Prince Charming was on there, and he had no one following him and would respond to things. And
how'd that work out?
I mean, it's blown up now. They're on season 7
with
or 8.
No, Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he's married to Snow White now.
Oh, it's that Snow White that gets you every time. That floozy. Dang. All right, Lauren Laugh 1. I'm Bobby Bones. Thank you guys. This has been the... Oh, by the way, let me ask you this real quick. Who's going to win for... let's see here. Song of the Year. Okay, hello? Hello from the other... Sorry about that. A little loud for all of our ears. All right, hello? Hello from the other side. Formation Beyonce. My daddy Alabama. Mama Louisiana. Lucas Graham, 7 years. Once I was 7 years old. Rihanna, work. Or 21 Pilots, Stressed Out.
I hope Adele.
I think Adele won. That was my. Is that your pick too?
Yeah.
Oh, what about new artist at the Grammys?
Oh God.
Like, but who do you think is going to win? Like, yeah. Use logic. Not who do you want to win? Because I had to eliminate Maren and Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're gonna.
Who's in it? Chainsmokers and.
Yeah, it's Anderson .Paak, Two's brother. Anderson .Paak, Tupac related.
Mm.
Chance the Rapper. Maren Morris, Kelsey, and Chainsmokers.
I would like Maren, but I think it'll be Chainsmokers or Chance the Rapper.
I picked Chance the Rapper just because of math. I don't think... I think it's going to be tough for a pop act, like a straight pop DJ act to win. And Maren and Kelsey are going to cut. I think Maren gets a little more of the vote than Kelsey does because you're going to have the country community backing her mostly because of what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And then I just think Chance the Rapper is mainstream enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Anderson .Paak is not yet. I think my pick to win it is Chance the Rapper. Not my favorite, but Chance the Rapper. And you pick, who do you pick?
Chance I would say it's Chance or the Chainsmokers.
Yeah. Do you listen to music outside of country?
I don't a lot. I listen to a lot of old stuff.
I'm about to listen to some High Valley as soon as you leave. I'm about to listen to more of this. That sounded
That's
good,
That's a good
man.
Album.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, what episode is this again for the third
28.
Time? 28. All right, episode 28 with Lauren from Sounds Like Nashville. We'll see you next time, guys. Thank you.